What is going on, guys, and welcome back to the Lion's Den Podcast with your host, Alex Duenas, where we keep it real here. Be real. You know, first and foremost, if you're listening to this, I just want to thank you. All right, thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of my podcast. I just had my podcast wrapped, whatever you call it. And, wow, it's grown a lot this year. And it's not that I'm surprised. It's just like I didn't even think about it, you know? Which leads me to my second thing, which is I want to apologize for not putting anything up for about almost a month since my birthday. November was a pretty interesting month, and I wish I would have recorded more, but shoulda, coulda, woulda. And I just, again, I want to say thank you, and I apologize for not uploading, but it means a lot to me that you're listening to this. It means a lot to me that you can take some of the lessons I'm learning in life and put it towards your life to better yourself. Because that's all I'm for here. All I'm for here is I'm bettering myself with certain things that most people aren't willing to do. Because anyone can do what I do, which is practice discipline. But not everyone's willing to. And if you listen to this, on some level you want to better your life. I think everybody does, but not everybody does. Everyone wants to, but not everybody does. Because they fail to incorporate that discipline into their life. And ultimately, remember, guys, that discipline is just a shift in perspective. Shift in perspective how you look at things. And that's what I can bring you here consistently enough to focus on that mindset of yours. Because once we can get the mind to understand what we want to do and where we want to go, we can practice that discipline. And ultimately, again, discipline is saying no to what you would normally say yes to. No to sleeping in, no to eating that food, no to staying on the couch, no to going out, no to drinking, no to doing all these different things that ultimately don't lead you to where you want to go, and they make you take steps back. And discipline is also saying yes to the very difficult things. Yes to waking up early. Yes to working out. Yes to eating better. Yes to staying in and working on your goals. Yes to being consistent. Yes to being uncomfortable. Yeah, this is going to kind of put some stress on me, but that's good. This is going to put some pressure. Good. And behind everything, behind all these obstacles, all these things that we know we should do, is the creation of the person that you ultimately want to become. Again, it's our character. It's our character. Same thing with these podcasts. Like, I don't get paid to do these podcasts. I don't get paid to do YouTube. But my mother told me something about last month, which was an interesting month again. Why was it interesting? I'm like, all right, because I had a lot of lows. I had a lot of lows last month. And that's what makes it difficult. Coming back up from those lows is very, very, very hard. Well, where were the lows, Alex? My lows were in my business. Because that's where I'm heavily focused on right now, if I'm being real with you guys. Like, look, my health, my fitness, I got that locked down. I don't even second guess what I need to do, how to do it, because I've had so much practice in it. Again, I've been working out for 17 years. I know how to get shredded. I know how to get bigger. And so to me, that doesn't really faze me as much. Sometimes I'll fall out of line with my diet, but that's about it. But it's this business thing sometimes that can become difficult. And I truly believe it's because I try to do it all on my own. You know, if I look at like bodybuilding, I've lifted by myself for many years, but in the beginning of my lifting career, I had coaches in high school who taught me how to squat, how to bench, how to do all these things. And same thing with business. I had one of my mentors teach me how to become a better trainer, speak a little bit better. And you get to a point, and this is where you might resonate with this too. You get to a point in your life where you feel like things are not budging. Things are not working the way they are. You know, I was operating out of a new way with my business, more online, and changed my pricing, changed all these things. And to be honest, when people pay less, they pay less attention. And I went off, I hired a coach and I paid him a good lump sum of money. If you heard some of my podcast, I paid him a good lump sum of money. And it wasn't that great of advice, or maybe I didn't take all the advice, you know? And nonetheless, it's like anything. it's not a failure. It's not, oh man, shouldn't I pay? No, it's like, okay, take what you can from it and do the best you can. And so I felt like I was kind of at rock bottom again. I literally felt like I was at rock bottom because I felt like I worked so hard. The best way I can describe it, I was working very hard to build this up, climbing this mountain, seeing a little bit of success, climbing this mountain. And I just fall all the way back down to the floor. You know, I felt like I generated a lot of clients and things like that, and I was giving them the best I could, but majority of them fell off. And it was because they weren't the right type of clients. They really weren't. And I just felt like, man, I'm at the bottom of the mountain again. And I won't forget that day, but I won't forget it. I was just sitting on the couch and I'm like, fuck, dude, I just worked my ass off for like 3 months straight. Like no pleasure, just focused and determined and disciplined, trying to get all this. And I was climbing this difficult mountain and it's like I fell down. And I feel like I'm starting from ground zero. And I'm like, God damn it, why? Fuck, dude. I was being a little bitch. You know, I was just like really frustrated, especially towards the end of the year. Toward the end of the year is kind of a special time for me. Because you get to reflect. You get to reflect on what you've done this year. Have you made this year worth it? Or are you literally in the same spot you were a year ago? And to me, I guess that's one of my biggest fears. It's just to not grow and be in the same spot a year later, 12 months later, like, damn, you really just wasted all that time. And so that's how I felt. And I played the victim for like a day, you know, and then I just said, all right, well, what are you going to do? You're going to quit? Yeah. I was telling myself, like, dude, this is so fucking difficult. Like, I'm frustrated. I'm fed up with this. Like, this is so fucking hard. Which reminds me of when I was doing my second bodybuilding show, my last bodybuilding show. Like, 4 weeks out, I was like, this is so difficult. I don't think I can keep going. I'll never forget. I woke up and I felt like there were cinder blocks on my feet. I was so depleted with food. I was training twice a day. I couldn't even have the fucking energy to go to the grocery store. I did, but it was so tough. And I told myself, oh my God, I don't think I can do this, man. And the one thing that kept me from quitting was my coach. I was like, I can't let him down. I can't be 4 weeks out and just throw in the towel. Because when I tell you, man, it was getting so difficult, man. Like an hour workout in the morning and then 45 minutes on the Stairmaster, depleted, dying. But I knew I couldn't quit. I just could not fathom telling my coach, who number one, I respected so much. Number two, I paid him a good amount of money. And I'm like, and number three, I'm so close to the finish line. I'm so close to tell him I can't keep going. I quit. No, fuck yourself. I couldn't even imagine that. And so I kept going. And when I competed 4 weeks later and I won my class, I got a trophy and I did better in the open. I won my class and I won the overall for novice. I could say I was like, this was all worth it. This was all worth it. Like when I held that trophy and I was like, wow, like it paid off. It was only worth it because of how difficult it really was. And so looking at where I'm at right now with that, I look at it the same way. It's when it gets so tough. That you're right over the horizon. You're almost there to something. Not the finish line. Because in life, there is a finish line is being dead, I think. And I'm sticking through it. I recently hired another coach. But I like this coach. This business coach. I like his. He has a massive team. And I truly believe he will be able to help me out a lot better. I've been talking to the CEO of the company. And he's the CEO of the company. He's great, man. He's great. And again, a little learning curve, like anything in life. But I know one thing. This book, Who Moved My Cheese, taught me a really valuable lesson. And it's simple. If you stay where you're at and you keep doing what you're doing, and it's obviously not working, ask yourself, how long has it not been working? Months, years, okay. Well, if you keep trying again and doing the same thing, you're in a hamster wheel. It's the same thing over and over again. And that's how I felt. I'm like, I would do like my messaging for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, then fall off. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, fall off. 2 weeks, 3 weeks. So it was, I knew what I had to do, but I wasn't consistent with it, like everybody else in the fitness industry. And I knew what it would take. It would be to hire somebody who can keep me accountable. And the money too. When you pay a lot of money, you pay a lot more attention. Don't ever underestimate the value of putting your hard-earned money into an investment into somebody to hold you accountable, because it's going to sting. It's going to be, it's going to feel painful when sometimes you have to give so much money that you're left with only a couple hundred bucks. And you're like, oh my God, now I really have to make this work. But that's the whole point of it. The whole point of it is that now you have skin in the game. Now there's reason to like not slack off. Whereas if you don't put any money, you're trying to get free content, things like that. If you slack off, it doesn't really change. It doesn't make you uncomfortable. It just makes you like, okay, cool, whatever. Like, you make excuses, you know. But when it hurts you financially to make to not do what you need to do and not get what you're paying for, you're willing to put in more work, because the more you pay, the more the attention you pay. Simple as that. Like, that's a great concept. And so here we are, December 2nd. I got a new car. I plan on moving to Miami next month. Hired some coaches. I got a lot on my plate right now, and I'm hungry. You got to remind yourself that. I got a lot of my, if you got a lot on your plate, tell yourself, good, I'm hungry. So we got to eat, baby. We got to eat. With that being said, much love to every single one of you. Again, thank you for listening to the podcast. Los quiero mucho. Un abrazo muy grande. One big hug. And I appreciate you. Love you.